Well, they say give credit where credit is due, and I want to thank Rich Luzinski, who has been our engineer here, doing an incredible job, and Irina Albertson, who is answering the phone. Thank you so much, Irina, for doing that. As a matter of fact, we've got some folks who've been waiting very patiently, and the number is 800-859-0957. Eddie and Cal, here we go. Darren from Ohio, welcome to the Internet Advisor, and how can we help you?
Good evening, gentlemen. I have a question. I bought a new laptop this week with Windows 8.1 installed, but I'd like to install Windows 7 on it as a dual boot. I'm having some issues trying to make this happen. Oh. I was going to reach out to you for some advice.
That's interesting. So you want to have a Windows 8.1 machine, but you want to you say a dual boot? Would that put? But actually, you're looking for a virtual machine to run it in, aren't you?
No.
Well, okay. I was looking have it set up as when the machine would start up, I could select Windows 7 or Windows 8.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, Ed, is that possible?
Well, it is, but when I've read about it. It can be very difficult because of the BIOSes that are on the Windows 8 systems.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's almost easier to put a Mac and a Windows box together or operating system together than it would be to...
Yeah, but you'd have to do that on a Mac, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And
he's purchased a PC. I'm trying to find my article that I found. Oh, and it's by... You know, we receive the monthly newsletters, and I know I saved it on my desktop. And... But basically, it's very difficult. It's almost like you have to install Windows 7 on there first and then put Windows 8. But you don't have a license for Windows 8 right now, do you? You have
That's
one that
correct.
Was provided by the manufacturer.
Right. Correct.
So it has to do with that EFI. Isn't that the right the BIOS?
Yes. Now
I'm looking at Cal.
I am totally off the mark on this one. Because I tell you, first of all, I've never built a machine like that. At least on the Windows side of the game. But could you put two drives in it and then boot from one drive and then or boot from the other drive?
Now, that is an interesting concept.
Well, that's one way. But, you know, you like the partitions, but then you need a partition boot manager on there. And, I mean, Windows will let you do it. Have you just tried? I haven't looked at this in about a year. So I'm really out of date on how to do this. Have you looked on YouTube to see what people are saying?
Oh, good.
For
good,
basically, yeah. I got a Windows 8 system, but I really want to dual boot it with Windows 7. There's a lot of tutorial videos on that.
Yeah, I looked on YouTube. I found different scenarios, and the farthest I've gotten was I was able to disable the BIOS with the strict Windows 8. I think it's a UEFI.
Yeah, that's
I went back to the legacy BIOS. And I was able to load the Windows from disk, and right after you accept the license, before it starts to load the files, right where at the point where I select the partition, I get an error message that says Windows cannot be installed on this disk. This selected disk is of the GPT partition shell.
GPD. Okay.
Here's a crazy question.
Windows.microsoft.com does have a couple articles on this. Have you looked there?
I've looked on there. They said it'd be difficult to put 7 on after.
Yeah it is.
Newer one. Mm-hmm. But the videos I've seen on YouTube, I've repeated the same steps exactly. I've seen it work on YouTube, but I just keep getting this error message.
Yep.
I'm just curious. Why do you need to do this?
I'm studying Windows 7 as part of my certifications. So that's why I want that just as a practice shell, as a live.
Can you run like a virtual box on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's what came to me initially, you know, to have. Matter of fact, isn't there, Hyper-V? Isn't that the new virtual box that Microsoft has, I believe?
Well, I think when Microsoft released Windows 10 Pilot, what they did is they recommended that users install an Oracle virtual machine, if you will. So when you went to the Microsoft site to download Windows 10, it said you could download this version of Oracle's
virtual box,
if you will, and then you could install Windows 10, but you could do the same thing and install Windows 7 as an example. I'm trying to think of other virtual boxes or virtual machines you could potentially load in Windows 8 as well. And nothing's really coming to mind right now.
I'd take a look at VirtualBox, and I would probably download that and try and use that. That would probably be an easier way of going about it than, you know, trying to actually... So that way you could have both of them running at the same time.
I also remember if we had Dave Sawyer in here from Microsoft was talking about this Hyper-V. I'm trying to find it on the fly here, and maybe you guys know more about it. It's Hyper-V.
That's a virtual machine.
It's right. A virtual machine as well.
From Microsoft.
Right, exactly. Because it sounds like that it would be better for you, Darren, to do that. Use the Hyper. Use a virtual machine. And by the way, folks, what essentially a virtual machine is software that allows you to run another operating system within your current operating system.
Right. It's a virtual machine. You don't have to go back to a single machine.
So then you don't have to play around with a lot of the boot kind of things that you're talking about.
Right.
And then you would be able to continue to work on, you know, whatever you needed to work on with your certification with Windows 7.
And I found the website I was really thinking of, and that is the WindowsSecrets.com.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, you have Fred Lange out there, and he's written a number of articles about how to solve UEFI boot and startup problems and how to install multiple boot partitions.
Okay.
So if you go to WindowsSecrets.com, there was an article that he wrote about 3 months ago that talked about UEFI BIOSes and how to configure them. Every manufacturer is different. They all have key, you know, different...
Yeah.
You know, hooks it, into the operating system.
Basically, it sounds, Darren, like you could avoid a lot of the hassle that we've been kind of skirting around here by using a virtual machine to accomplish the same thing. Okay, Darren?
Sounds good. And I can just go to Microsoft to start, you know, for the VirtualBox, go start on their website to run that.
Well, I know Microsoft provided a link for their Windows 10 beta, if you will. And when I went to that site and downloaded it on my Windows 8, and I think, Foster, you did the same thing, you had the ability to download the Oracle VirtualBox from their website. Yeah, they provided a link to Oracle's website.
Right.
And, you know, howtogeek.com has something. They said basically you should, and it was your thought about how do you have Windows 8.1 and install Windows 10. You could just as easily install Windows 7.
Yeah. Right, right, exactly.
And so they go through how you would do that.
Okay, Darren, hey, try any number of those things. Let us know how this goes, okay?
Yeah, I mean, we're pointing them in the right direction, but unfortunately we don't have the step-by-steps because none of us have really done this.
Right.
We've done it in the past, but not with...
Not with 8.1, right? And that's the problem. If you did
and the
it
BIOS. From,
if you already had 7, you might be able to upgrade to 8.1.
Darren, thank you so much for giving us a call. It's a great question, and one that I think people in particular who are interested in working with Windows 7 who have a Windows 8 machine need to answer. Again, our phone number again, 800-859-0957, and welcome to Chris. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Welcome to the Internet Advisor, and how can we help you?
Yeah, I have a Windows 7 operating system. I have an Dell computer, and my Dell system detect... the scan on it, and it says critical hardware failure, replace hard drive. Your hard drive is operating outside of normal parameters and should be replaced. Even though the computer is loading up pretty good and I could access my files, I'm just wondering what's going on here.
The very first thing you do is backup.
Yeah. All of our eyes, yeah. Get something to back up your data as quickly as possible.
I've done that, yes.
Okay, good.
Is that computer still under warranty?
No.
Hmm. It's probably the smart system
in
the background that's actually telling them that. And what's happened is over time on mechanical hard drives, there is a little system that runs on the hard drive itself that notifies the operating system that when the hard drive's is performing outside the manufacturer specifications, like how many bad blocks have been replaced over the lifetime of this computer. How many bad sectors are being replaced and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of when your engine light comes on.
Okay.
You know, you might be able to get 40 miles out of it. You might get 400 miles out of it. But now, you're gonna have to replace that hard drive.
Now, one of the things you could do, is this what operating system is this?
Windows 7.
One of the things, have you got an external hard drive that you use to back up your data?
I have a... No, I don't. I just have the flash drive.
You just have the flash drive. So you use that to back up your data.
Correct.
But if you're lucky, one of the things you can do is, I mean, you can get an external hard drive for $50.
Yeah.
They're really cheap, especially if you have a slightly older computer that's 5 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So for $50, you could buy an external USB hard drive. Microsoft Windows has the ability to back up your computer and create a system image of your entire computer right now.
Okay.
And it'll let you create a Windows 7 startup disk. So,
I do have the. When I first got my computer, I did the factory image recovery on my.
And that's great. And you could use that, but that'll put you back to day one, 5 or 7 years ago.
Right.
But what happens to all the programs that you've installed subsequently?
And configuration.
And configure for so for $50, you could buy an external hard drive, run this Microsoft utility, and you could buy another
hard drive. Ed, what's that utility called?
Oh, come on. I can't drive and talk at the same time.
But then you're saying that now you can get a hard drive and put it into the machine and install back onto it, right? Okay. Real easy.
Right. It's create a system image.
Yeah. Okay. Right. External hard drive is called the external hard
drive.
Yeah.
So you go on the control panel, undo, backup and restore, and it create a system image. It'll back up everything the way the computer is right now. Makes a clone of it.
Right. Okay.
Chris, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll finish those details.
We'll make 800-859-0957
for your question. Thank you, by the way, for joining us here on the Internet Advisor. We're part of the great experts of variability to you, answering questions about old things like gardening and home repairs, et cetera, here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, WJR. And we here at the Internet Advisor are here to answer your questions about computers. So after you enjoy talking with Dr. Dean Kroskoff, for instance, with the garden show just before us, then stick around. And if you've got a question about your computer, 800-859-0957 is the number to call. And we still have time for a couple more of your questions, if you'd like. I know you may be just kind of just bumped into us and said, oh, my goodness, I didn't know this was here. Or, boy, I've been having these problems with my computer, but I don't know. I feel kind of awkward asking the question. Listen, our mantra is the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. And sometimes the very simplest questions can answer a lot of people's questions. So 800-859-0957.
Hey, you know, I received a notice last week that, you know, from Microsoft for my Hotmail account, basically telling me we've seen some suspicious activity on your email, and we recommend that you use the Microsoft Secure website to change your password. So I closed out of the email. It came from Microsoft onto my Hotmail, and I actually went through the process to change my password because I realized it had been 2 years since I've changed my password, and then all messages stopped. So, I mean, this is a good point. For listeners, if you're out there, it's too beautiful of a day. You're probably outside right now raking and doing things you're not supposed to. But change your passwords at least once a year. This includes your iTunes, right, Cal? Especially because of the breaches we've had with iPay. It's not iPay, is it?
Apple Pay.
Oh, it's iPay. Okay, Apple Pay. But I pay for Apple Pay. And your iTunes account, change your mail, change your Gmail, all those at least once a year, if not more. Use complicated characters. Use the exclamation points, the pound symbols, capitalize some.
I'm also using dual authentication now with Google and with Hotmail.
And that's a good point, because if you have not changed your password recently in a few years, you may find out that Gmail provides Hotmail provides this dual authentication.
Yep.
Especially because you haven't changed your password in several years, when you go through the change password sequence, they'll actually start that for you. Would you like to receive a text message when you change your password?
Excellent. Okay, we've got Doug from Ohio. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you here? Hello, Doug.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm in the market for a new laptop, and I was wondering if it's worth the wait to get a Windows 10 machine or to buy something just with a different operating system on it.
Well, Windows 10 is going to be coming out this coming summer. So in a matter of a few months, it will be on the market. But
a lot of companies will take and give you just a certificate that says when it comes out, you can upgrade.
Yeah, exactly.
So you should check.
So if you bought a new laptop right now with Windows 8.1 on it, then as soon as Windows 10 has been pushed out, you'll get that update. Yeah. And by the way, I've been using Windows.
You should make sure of that when you buy it.
Yeah.
I think Microsoft already said, didn't you have Dave in here that basically said if you're running Windows Vista or Windows 7, you're eligible for a free upgrade.
That too as well.
For Windows 10, yes.
But you're talking, Dave, about about buying a new computer, right? A new laptop?
Yes, right. Does Windows 10 have enough new features that it's worth waiting for?
I've been using it for about nine months right now.
I'll update as soon as it comes out.
Are you using Windows 10?
Not yet.
I'm using the preview now.
Yeah, and you went through so much pain, I decided to let you go ahead and experiment. I had to get work done, so.
You know, I'm a cancer survivor, and I'm in the infusion area where I'm hooked up, and I'm getting in it. And a lady next to me had a Surface Pro 3.
Oh, nice.
Because we're there for 2-3 hours. And I asked her how she liked it, and she was saying, "Oh, I can't get used to this Windows 8." I said, hang on, hon, hang on, Windows 10 is coming. And then I showed her on my laptop how nice Windows 10 is. It looks like Windows 7 in many ways. There's just so many things about it that get past a lot of the nonsense that's in Windows 8 that I'd say, hang on.
I'm not sure it's nonsense, but they reached too far, right? The kids all love Windows 8.
Yeah.
Right? But they reached too far for all of us that have gotten comfortable with the old way of doing things. We didn't want to jump that far.
Yeah, it was a huge leap. And I think the nice thing
about...
But
my son loves it.
Windows 10 will, for those of us... I'll agree with you, Gary, on that. Those of us who are older users, used to Windows 7 and other operating systems before that, you'll like Windows 10, I believe. So if you buy a new laptop right now, there's some great bargains out there right now, Doug. If it's got Windows 8.1 on it, figure 2 months, I think, maybe 3 months, and Windows 10 will be here.
Just in time for college, right?
So, does that answer your question, Doug?
But if you're going to buy...
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
thank you.
But make sure you get a certificate that says, you know, yes, we'll allow you to upgrade to Windows 10 for free.
Yeah. I think when Dave was on, I think it's like for a year, once Windows 10 comes out, you have a year of free upgrade to
Windows
10.
But from 8.1 to 10?
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Gary, who's calling us from, deep in
Florida.
The heart of Florida. How you doing, Gary?
We're doing pretty good.
You haven't made it back to Michigan yet? It's a little late in the year to migrate back to Michigan.
You could certainly send...
Pardon me?
We'll be in Dundee, Michigan next week.
Bring some nice weather back with you, would you, please?
What can we do for you, Gary?
All right. I don't know how it happened. Don't ask me how it happened, but I have three sets of my documents on my computer. In fact, almost three copies somehow on it. And I want to run duplicate Finder, but I don't want it to find the copies and delete them. I'd like to merge them together because programs are dropping one place or another, and I don't have all the same data in each one.
I got you. Gary, what operating system are you running?
7.
Windows 7,
and
okay.
And how many of these files are there? Do you know?
3. There's 3.
No, but I mean, like, are there, do you have like 100 files that are in triplicate now?
Yeah.
Are they mostly photos, or I mean, what type of files are they?
No, it's somehow it copied my what I have onto my same drive instead of onto my external drive, and then it somehow it's copied it again onto my drive. So out of a terabyte, I'm almost full, and I only have about 300 gig. You know, it just somehow duplicated itself on the hard drive.
Are you using some sort of backup program?
No.
Oops. Yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
Well, something like this can happen with a click and slide motion, especially when you're using an Explorer. When you are looking at your files, are you using the Windows Explorer to navigate onto your disk drive, and then you go to My Computers or Libraries or Documents? I mean, how do you usually navigate? Okay, that's how you're usually navigating them. So where do you see the duplicates? Are you seeing My Documents? And then you see your different libraries below there, and are you seeing documents, or pictures?
If I go to my documents, and then I go down to my documents, I click on it, I've got my whole C drive again, and if I click on my documents there, I've got my whole C drive again.
One thing I might want to suggest, just in case, because I've seen this before when there's a disk corruption, so either you truly do have duplicates, okay, from a a click and a slide and or drag and a slide and a drop and it actually starts copying, or you have a corrupt Microsoft NTFS file system, and or in the view. So you might want to use Microsoft's ScanDisk utility, or what used to be known as ScanDisk, by going into My Computer, right mouse clicking on your C drive and selecting Properties. When you select Properties, select the Tools tab, and then you select Check My Disk Drive for Errors, and then Attempt to Repair and recover data. When you select that, it'll prompt you to reboot. This is how Microsoft will check your disk drive for errors in case that's like a bogus display, if you will. You know, it's like a false, it's disk corruption.
Sounds great. I'll try it.
Gary, okay. I'm going to put you on hold and we can make sure that you've got all that down. But for the rest of you who are listening right now, this is the way we want to do this all summer long. If you give us a call, we'll answer your questions. And if during the week you have other questions, simply go to internetadvisor.net. And when you're there, you can put a question into us through the Contact Us button. Thanks so much, Rich and Irina, for being behind the scenes here, helping us out. Gary, Ed, Cal, thanks so much for being with us this week. And for the rest of you folks out there, you can find all 2 hours on our podcast on Sunday nights on the Internet.